Hello, and welcome to Season 6 of the Gaping Backlog Book Club. We just wrapped up Season 5 about Undertale and chuckled our way through it. Since I haven't asked this in the last few weeks, what have you been playing outside of our podcast games in the last month or so?
For the past month or so, I've been playing a couple games. Obviously, a whole bunch of Undertale for the podcast, but outside of the podcast, I started up Earthbound, and I've been continuing on Final Fantasy X. I think I'm close to maybe three quarters of the way through Final Fantasy X. It's been really fun so far. I'm enjoying the story of Tidus and Waka and the whole crew. So
you are deep fun. In JRPG territory lately then.
I am. It's bad too because it's like I want to play 10. I want to beat 10, and then like I heard some other people say like 13 is really fun, so I want to play 13.
But no. Final Fantasy is a rabbit hole if you haven't gotten through a fair bit of them.
No. Yeah. But though I haven't played it, but what's just come out is the DLC for Indiana Jones. So I will probably be getting into that since Indiana Jones was one of my favorite games of all time in top five. So I will definitely start cracking on that DLC because I'm really excited to see where they take the story on the DLC and how it continues.
Wow, I knew you liked it, but top five is a big deal. Maybe we need to re-update our list again. Yeah, on my end, all similar JRPG, I haven't actually touched Persona 5 Royal in a bit because we've been doing our games here pretty fast and quick, and Undertale is more time-consuming than I would have expected going into it.
Yeah, it has been.
You know, considering the randomization of bullet hell, it's hard to guarantee that something will be quick and easy. Otherwise, though, the biggest deal of them all, I've been playing Hollow Knight Silksong since it released last week, and it's fantastic. I'll just leave it at that. You need to play that first, and then Hollow Knight 1, or just play Silksong.
Yeah, I think, I'm not after playing some of the games here, like Katana Zero, and here Undertale, where I know like the Silksong, Hollow Knight, and all that was more sort of Souls-like. I don't know.
Yeah,
I
it's feel like a Metroidvania though, like, I have, like, first and a Souls-like second.
With the Katana Zero and some of like the timing and just doing, since we've been playing a few games where you have to just remember patterns and everything, I feel like I might get into Silksong and play that.
You have it in you, but I know it won't be immediately, but it's worth taking a shot at because it broke the internet. It broke Steam and pretty much every digital shop for the first hour or so after release. That's a big deal. For an indie game made by three people.
Yeah, they had however many, like the most congruent amount of players playing or streaming at once for, I think, I don't know if they broke a record, but yeah, it was pretty nuts.
Pretty huge. And this season, we will be playing Silent Hill 2. In our case, specifically the Silent Hill 2 remake. The Silent Hill 2 remake was heavily praised by many. Apparently, it did make some changes to the original, both on the quality of life side, but also making some sections longer and possibly dragging on a bit. I guess we'll have to see and form our own opinions, but I think the remake is the best choice for this, both because it's more easily accessible, and I want to be able to actually understand what I'm looking at, even if higher def enemies are more terrifying. Also, just a little bit of a feeder for why it's a good idea to pull it up now. Silent Hill F releases in a couple weeks, and it looks great if you ask me, despite some longtime Silent Hill fans thinking it looks too Souls-like. The developers have even responded back to that saying, hey, that this is part of our genre anyway, but it looks fun. It looks really well-made, Silent Hill F.
Silent Hill, it does. From the trailers I've watched of it, it does look really... It looks really well made. It looks fun. It looks really freaky.
Yeah, it does. I guess we'll, after we get through this, we'll have to see whether it looks more freaky than two or not. It's got some, just the very few images I've seen look pretty sketch. And Silent Hill 2 is generally considered the best of the series, so I can't wait to get started, and I'm curious to see how F lives up to it.
I'm very curious as well.
But before we get into the details of Silent Hill 2, what is your history with horror games?
I'm trying to think. For some reason right now, my mind is going blank of how many horror games I've played in my time.
All right. I can kick us off and you can see let me know if any of this rings a bell.
I know there's going to be overlap with us. Go ahead.
So let's see. In my past of playing horror games, Dead Space 1 and 2, I know you like those as well. I didn't play 3.
Same. 1 and 2.
Supposedly went too action heavy and got kind of wonky, and 1 is incredible.
Yeah. 1 is awesome. It's honestly, it's up there for me as a, I don't know if a top 10 or whatever, but definitely top 20 game of all.
I'd probably put
it
top 25 somewhere, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just the environment, and it was pretty novel. I mean, it's still survival horror, but in the sci-fi settings, a bit different, I suppose. And in the moment it came out, it hit so good. And I mean, I guess I actually did a very brief QA testing job at EA while it was being made, Dead Space. I didn't work on it, but I saw images of it and a bunch of details before it released. So it was really cool to finally play it.
Oh, yeah. Nice. I really want to play the remake, but we both played the original, and I do really want to play the remake, because from what I've heard and what I've seen, it looks amazing. It looks so good.
And we did get, I know you already had it, we also got access through PlayStation somewhat recently. It looks great. Yeah. I do want to play it too. It doesn't fit the criteria for this podcast, but we'll both probably get to it at some point nearish future. Let's see. I've also played a bit of Resident Evil. I played Resident Evil 1 Remake on GameCube a little bit. I probably got less than halfway through when it released. I ended up replaying it all the way through in a few years ago on Switch. I've also played Resident Evil Remake 2 last year. Around this time, that was a lot of fun. I actually even went through both runs of that. I played Resident Evil 5. I think Resident Evil 5 was my first Resident Evil game that I finished, whenever that came out in the 2010 or so, which was, you know, still not super loved, but it was entertaining enough, and got me further into the series. And then I played Resident Evil 4, the PS4 version of it, so not this recent remake. But Resident Evil is a series I'm a big fan of, and I will probably look into playing Resident Evil 3 remake fairly soon. Obviously, there's 7 and 8 available that I want to play, and 9 was somewhat recently announced.
Yeah, I forgot to, we were just talking about games I've been playing. I actually haven't played it now few weeks, but I need to get back into it. I was playing the Resident Evil 2 remake, so I need to continue my run on that. It was definitely fun so far, really quite terrifying, but I was enjoying my time though with the remake of Resident Evil 2.
Other horror games. So I played Little Nightmares 1 a few years ago, which obviously is a very different style of horror game, but it's creepy, that's for sure. The people that chase after you are really gross. There's a game called Soma, which basically puts you in a rapture looking kind of thing underwater, but that one's really different. There's not a ton of fighting in it, but it's the mood and the vibe is just so creepy that I think it's worth a recommendation, and the story goes to places you don't expect either.
Okay, intriguing.
I picked it up in a sale a long time ago because it was mentioned as a, I don't even remember what I was reading at the time. That was kind of when I was getting back into gaming and just looking at this massive list of things that I hadn't heard of. I also played Until Dawn maybe 2 years ago, which got a remaster or remake recently. It also had a movie come out just recently that people didn't really like. It was entertaining enough. Kind of funny to see people like Rami Malek show up in a game long before, or around when he was first getting popular.
Before he becomes a Bond villain?
Yeah, exactly. Or a computer hacker, or many...
Or Freddie Mercury,
many other things. I want to say Hayden Panettiere was one of the characters in that, too. So it's like a bunch of actors from around the time it released. But, interesting.
Yeah, I've heard the movie's not great, but the movie, I think, right now is on Netflix, and I do plan to watch it, just because I just want to... If it's on something where I can just stream it, I don't have to buy it. Like, I'll watch it. I'll give it a watch.
I know there are other horror games too, but just not a ton coming to mind. I don't know did this spark any remembrances for you?
No, it did. It did. Some that I guess, I mean, you can consider them horror, maybe not. One I actually did play, but I didn't beat. I got stuck was
I mean, this was a few years ago I started and played this. The Evil Within, which was sort of like a Resident Evil. It was really good, really freaky. But I got to a point where I got to some boss or like sort of mini boss and I got stuck. Like I was out of ammo. I couldn't find much. Like I was kind of stuck and I didn't know if I could how to backtrack. Like I was kind of blocked from backtracking. So I kind of gave it up at the time. I might go back to it at some point. But that was one. That was a horror game I'd started and played that I was really enjoying. Some others that I have played and completed. I guess Alan Wake could be considered horror. Oh,
that's true. I played Alan Wake last year right before Resident Evil.
Yeah, we both played the remake of Alan Wake.
Yeah, I'd consider that a horror game. It certainly throws off that vibe and a lot of darkness and the flashlight and all that stuff. So I think Alan Wake 2 is supposedly even more horror, dips a bit further into that direction.
That's what I've heard as well. That is one on my backlog to play, Alan Wake 2. Right. I think it's on both of ours, definitely.
I got to play Control still, but...
Yep. Control I've played, which could
would
be...
Would you consider Control a horror game?
There are some
I haven't played it, so no spoilers.
Yeah, no, there are some horror elements in it, I could definitely say. I mean, it's pretty creepy at a few times, like where you're walking around, but you don't want to go too fast.
Okay.
You kind of just like, enjoyed that though. Great
cautiously
game.
Go around every corner.
Yeah, cautiously go around every corner. One I haven't played, but I want to, which is another backlog game, is Alien Isolation. I've heard that's one of the best.
Yeah, I keep hearing about that too, yeah. Like, especially with Alien Earth out right now, is like getting me that Alien itch. But really, any Alien property just makes me want to go back and play more Metroid,
yeah,
considering all the influences there.
And then one more, just one little indie game, which I think we both played, Inside. Remember Inside?
Yes. And I played Inside
for sure.
That was
creepy, very weird.
It's a good way to describe it.
Horror-like games, yeah. That was weird and creepy.
That one is a much lauded indie game. It's like one of the best.
Mm-hmm. I remember I played that and Limbo back-to-back. They were like two...
Yeah, so did I. Mm-hmm. I think it was Limbo first, then Inside. Those are good.
Yeah. I'm sure there's some others I've played.
Yeah, there's
ones
kind of the other horror games. But
those are some of the bigger ones that I've played semi-recently.
Yeah. Now, I actually started up and played Silent Hill 2, the original release, on PS2 sometime around when it came out. But I probably only got an hour or so into it each time. Not necessarily due to being scared, if I remember correctly, but more due to being confused about what the hell to do or where the hell to go. So it's time to correct that, because the vibe is so much more intense and brooding than your traditional semi-campy Resident Evil style survival horror, which I do enjoy that, but this is going much further into that tense darkness. So I guess the background, in case you're not familiar, Silent Hill 2 was released in 2001. Developed by Team Silent, which is a part of Konami, or was a part of Konami, on PlayStation 2. It was also released on the original Xbox a few months later, which I didn't know, with a bit more added to it. I think they added an extra section. And the following year was ported to PC. It was mostly well-reviewed and well-received when it did come out. It built up, for sure, a cult following, which I would say quickly evolved into just being a regular following with tons of fans the world over. It also had a remastered release for PS3 and Xbox 360 10 years later. And now Silent Hill 2 Remake was released in 2024, mostly rave reviews, except from the original release purists. It was developed by Bloober Team, who has made many other horror games, including Observer, which is on my backlog, a creepy cyberpunk future detective game, and The Medium, which you said you played, didn't you?
That's right. That's another horror game I have played. Yes, The Medium. That one was actually, that was fun.
Was that not Troy Baker in the lead role?
No, because your lead role, you're a female.
He's a character.
He's the main enemy.
Okay. Did you enjoy that one?
Sure, I did enjoy that. I believe I heard too that they might be making a movie of it, or TV series, probably a movie. I think I read that somewhere just recently. So, I mean, actually, just going back to it, they're doing a lot of those, like Control and Alan Wake. Like, I think they're teaming up with, what's the company? Who makes
Probably A24, who makes all the big...
No, it's not A24. I mean the video game company who makes it. Sam Lake's the owner. Remedy.
Oh,
they're teaming. Yeah, I think it's A24. It might be A24. Someone's teaming up with Remedy to basically make that whole universe, which will be fun to watch in the future.
I mean, considering that's heavily, heavily inspired by Twin Peaks or everything David Lynch and the X-Files and some other things, that I'm not surprised if they made a good show or movie out of it.
Yeah, definitely. So sorry, that was my little sidetrack of that. But yes.
No, makes sense. So you've played a Bloober Team game. I don't think I have yet, even though I have both of those on my list. Bloober Team also literally just released last week Chronos the New Dawn, which is an original IP heavily inspired by Dead Space that I think we both have some degree of interest in playing eventually because we like that franchise. I probably am more likely to play Dead Space Remake than I am to play Chronos in terms of order, but eventually. It'll sit in the backlog for a while.
Yes, it will. Same here. It'll sit in the back. It's definitely one I'm intrigued to play. It'll sit in the backlog. It'll be a game where I'll buy it either probably when it catches on a good sale. It just came out, so it's not going to be on sale for a while. But there are many other games that are coming out.
There's plenty.
Or on our backlog that, we want to play first.
So the setup of Silent Hills 2's story is that you play as a guy named James, who is a widower who receives a letter from his wife asking him to come find her in the small town of Silent Hill. No, that's not suspicious or creepy at all. But the guy loved his wife, obviously, and so I can understand his response to that type of summoning. Silent Hill 2 also does not relate or connect to the characters or plot of Silent Hill 1, apparently, from what I can tell. The gameplay is traditional survival horror, so yes, everything is creepy, scary, what have you. You have limited resources, weapons, ammunition, if you end up acquiring any guns. I actually know about a pipe, but I don't know about guns. And you're probably going to be spending way too much time in the dark with or without a flashlight or candle or lighter or something else that emits light. Something tells me this is going to be rough in the dark with headphones on and 3D audio enabled.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it will be, especially with, I think they're in Silent Hill 1, I know the main enemy, I think, in this is like Pyramid Head. And then also there's the like nurses that are just,
I think those are the two that are the most iconic. That's at least
really creepy. Also, I love that. Yeah, he goes to a town, and I love how it's like it's a town. The Silent Hill is a town in Maine. Because I'm just like, what is up with Maine and horror? Like you have
you're gonna have to enlighten me on Derry. This. Oh,
well,
is that
Derry.
In Maine? Okay,
so it is. Yeah, Derry is in Maine. And it's where Stephen King was born in Maine. So a lot of like a few of his things are set where he's. It's just like it seems to be Maine is the horror state. It seems to be like you want to find a creepy
like
town.
King
go to Maine.
Really. Well, you just convinced me to not go to Maine. Haven't you been to Maine?
I have been to Maine. I went. You know, this is where I went to in Maine. I went to and stayed at a lake house on Crystal Lake.
Oh God! All right.
From the so any
don't
Jason
start
fans,
losing it on us now.
Jason fans out there, they'll know. Yep, camp, and there was literally a camp on there across the lake at Camp Crystal Lake, and I was like, "Wow, this is just gonna be fun, isn't it?"
You gotta know some parents are not gonna be fans of that area
sending their kids there.
Wow, yeah, that's what the otherwise, media so
Maine
bleeds
is,
into real life
Maine
too
is,
much. Supposedly,
yeah,
it's beautiful.
Otherwise, Maine is very nice. It is very beautiful. I actually really enjoyed my time.
I do love lobster, too, so it's got some redeeming qualities, I suppose. Not just horror all the time.
No, not all the time.
So there is also a Silent Hill movie called Return to Silent Hill, which is a direct adaptation of Silent Hill 2. Although early photo leaks have drawn a lot of negative attention, that it most likely will be terrible. Supposedly, though, one of the voice actors from Silent Hill 2 Remake, the game, will appear as their same character in live action in Return to Silent Hill. So there's that, if they have that support.
There was a trailer for it.
I don't think I saw that trailer. Well,
that trailer came out like a week ago. I watched
it. Makes you interested in seeing it?
Yeah, it does. I am definitely interested. Yeah. It didn't look too bad to me. It looked pretty creepy. It definitely looked creepy.
All right, I'll have to check out the trailer. And if you just can't get enough Silent Hill after playing this, that movie is set for release in January 2026, so coming up pretty soon. It's directed by Christoph Gans, who also directed the 2006 Silent Hill movie, actually, which I think most people generally enjoyed, and I enjoyed it when I saw it back then without having played the games, really. This new movie, Return to Silent Hill, is not a sequel to the 2006 movie or the 2012 sequel to that, so it's a standalone story. But yeah, I really enjoyed that first movie when it came out.
Yeah, the first one was good. I haven't seen the second one that came out back, as I think you just said, 2012. I hadn't seen that one, but I'll have to find that and actually watch it.
So funny,
I know
thing
it wasn't when, supposed to be nearly as good. It wasn't supposed to be nearly as good as the one that came out in, what, 06 or whenever that came out, the first one.
Yeah. But, yeah, that first one was great. And I didn't realize, but I think Sean Bean was in that too.
Yeah, then, he was. You're right.
I know it was Radha Mitchell, who I knew from a Woody Allen movie called Melinda and Melinda, which was hilarious. But I think the interesting, so I guess the Game of Thrones connection continues there, because that 2006 Silent Hill movie had Sean Bean, and the 2012 sequel had Kit Harington, which I found out while I was researching this.
That's funny.
But hey, you know, it is what it is. They can't all be winners. Outside of all that, what do you know about Silent Hill as a series and Silent Hill 2 going into it?
Honestly, not too much. I mean, I know, obviously, it's nothing, not much gameplay or story-wise, I'll say. As we said, what do we know here is he plays James. He's a widower. He's going to, as you said, he gets a letter from his wife to come find her in this town, and that's really about it.
Yeah, that's all you need. Yeah. You need to start picking it up.
I just know that they're considered, it's a great horror franchise. And it's like, I want to play some of the other ones, but some of them now, like, I don't know. If you want
to
play
them necessarily age well, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, they don't age well, and some of them are expensive to like get. Like Silent Hill 2, just original, if you wanted to, was like, I don't know if it's dropped, it was like over $100 at one point on PS2.
Oh, I should have kept my disc.
I know, same. I think I might have owned it back in the day. I just didn't play it, but yeah. Like Silent Hill 3 and I think 4, which is The Room, has gone up and probably like, I think I had them, but I just never, back in the
never
day,
actually
I never
went
played
into
them.
It.
Yeah.
And obviously, you know, Pyramid Head is one of the most iconic villains in any video game ever, I would say. Pretty much can instantly tell, even if you're not a horror game fan, at least recognize the character. And it's probably got to be a top three villain in the horror genre, I imagine. Don't you? You even have the Figma figure of Pyramid Head, don't you?
I think I believe I still do.
You did at one point. Yeah. Yeah.
I may have, but I think I don't know. I think I kept it. But yeah, Pyramid Head is one of the more iconic ones. And as I stated earlier, the nurses, like the nurses with no faces. And yeah, they're very iconic as well to Silent Hill.
Yeah, I expect out of this that the environments are going to be highly oppressive, dark, foggy, and just make you question every turn you make, even after you check around the corner. Question why we've decided to play this for the podcast, and maybe question who we are at some point. It might be a good idea to start up some kind of cozy game at the same time to balance it out. Yeah, gotta keep the mental psyche in check. Cause
this might be a game for me where I try and play more during the daytime, and then at nighttime I play something cozy.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, you gotta recover from the Silent Hill sessions. Maybe I'm just exaggerating, but that's the vibe I've gotten.
Yeah.
What makes this a game you want to start up now?
I mean, we're going into, I've always been intrigued with Silent Hill, wanting to play this, and as I said, the remake just got phenomenal reviews from the majority of people last year when it came out.
Yes.
We're now coming into, I know a little bit early, but we're coming into the fall period.
Yep.
So getting closer to Halloween.
October's coming soon.
Yeah, fall, October's coming soon.
At least in the Northern Hemisphere. And I don't know about you, but I typically, even if I find it kind of silly to start selling Halloween items in August, I do tend to enjoy anyway, just because it's all around the atmosphere of fall weather and all that. So I do like to play a scary, spooky horror game around this time of year to get in the mood. At least one game, usually. Last year I played Alan Wake and Resident Evil 2. I think the year before I played Until Dawn. Yeah, I mean, it's like, it's still just a good kind of entertaining moment. And I am in the middle of watching Alien Earth, which has got me a little kickstart into this horror mood too. So,
yeah, I need to start Alien Earth. But yeah, usually during this time, like I said, I'll try and play some type of horror game. And then my wife and I always find like a series of horror movies to watch. Last year we didn't fully finish them, but we watched like the first five or however many of the Freddy Krueger Night on Elm Street movies, which started off good and then some are ridiculous and weird. And then this year we're actually thinking of we're going to try and watch all the Jason movies. So was it Friday the 13th? All the Friday the 13th movies.
Yeah, going back to the
classics.
That's
going to be our Halloween horror movie ties. So we usually do that, and then I like to play some type of horror game as well.
And we even went a couple years ago with our wives to Halloween Horror Nights at Universal Studios, which was really entertaining. Yes. That was year that they had The Last of Us as the first one we went into, which was, as we're all fans of it, was very much fun. I think this year is going to be Fallout. Should be interesting. I don't see the horror vibe that much there, but we haven't played any of those games yet. So, but that was fun. But yeah, fall's just a good time to play a horror game. I might also play Resident Evil 3 Remake during this time too. Maybe that's my cozy game. Probably not.
I've heard it's not a very long game. So
yeah, it's supposed to be pretty quick.
Very long.
So should be a good time.
Definitely.
Now, as far as timing goes, unlike Death Stranding, Silent Hill 2 Remake doesn't appear to be divided into episodes or chapters. So we'll be splitting up this season into 4 weeks across the following four podcast episodes. While trying to avoid spoiling anything and spoiling no more than the generic name of a location, because they have official names in world, but I'm just going to say the basics. Our goal by next time is to play up until you complete the apartments section. So once you finish that, save and quit and hang on for next time. Fortify yourself, think positive thoughts, and let's unravel the mysteries of Silent Hill. And before you get started, let us know on Discord what your expectations are before you start. We're curious to hear your thoughts.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, thanks everybody. And we're looking forward to you guys to follow us along here for Silent Hill 2. So thanks for listening, and let's enjoy this journey through Silent Hill, this creepy, creepy journey. If you want to follow along and discuss our playthrough of Nave Games on the Gaming Backlog Book Club podcast, please give us a follow on your podcast platform of choice. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Amazon Music, or Pocket Casts, as well as our Discord and Instagram under the same name. Thanks.